But we will get through this. Praise God. I watch Dr. Charles Stanley all the time. I don't know if you do or not. That's one of the things I my Sunday morning efforts is to watch his presentation. So on March the 21st, 2019, his message was, "Is Jesus Christ God?" And I was really totally impressed with the amount of Bible knowledge that came out of that particular lesson. And I want to share with you this morning the biblical answer to that question. And as was mentioned already, it's in my notes here, so I have to read it. Today is my milestone, for it is my 50th presentation. You don't need to do that again. The question is, what do you think of Jesus Christ? Really and truly, your answer to that question is vitally important. If to no one else, it is to you. So consider your answer to that question. Was he merely a man or one of the numerous prophets and teachers who roamed the world in that day? Or was he someone else? There are many people who are interested in his teachings and his healing, but in the big scheme of religion, many think that God is really the important one and not Jesus. And you know, those people will say, "God." They just, as though that was something special. God is God. Jesus is Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit, and they're all wrapped into one. Let's see what God's holy word has to say about that. The Gospel of John provides a picture of Jesus unlike any other place in the Scriptures. And his answer to Christ's identity is truly an affirmation that Jesus, get this, is God. Amen. Amen, if you can. All of the evidence that is required to prove that statement is found in God's holy word, and particularly in the book of John, if you're interested. Who did Jesus say that he was? In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 14, Jesus speaking, he said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and am known by mine." Do you know Jesus? Or do you know about Jesus? If you know about Jesus, he lives in your heart. In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 7 and 9, he says, "I am the door of the sheep. If anyone enters in through me, he will be saved." Not it's possible that he could be saved. Not that he might be saved. But he says if you enter in through that gate, you will be saved. And you have that blessed assurance. In John chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus is speaking. And he says, "I and the Father are what? One. Are one." In the book of John, chapter 12, verse 45, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "He who sees me sees the one who sent me." Wow. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus is speaking. He says, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness." What is darkness? Is he talking about sunlight versus moonlight versus no light? No, he's not. He's talking about spiritual darkness. He's talking about living in the ways of the world and living in the atrocities that we all know exist in the world today. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus is speaking, and he says, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. You cannot get to Almighty God if you ignore Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, if you can. How important is Jesus Christ? So now let's check out Jesus' actions to see if they were consistent with who God is. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 29, Jesus is speaking, and he says, I always do things that are pleasing to him. Who is him? That is Almighty God, his Father. In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus is speaking. He says, I came that they may have life and have it. What way? Abundantly. Thank you. It's good to know that people know the Bible. In the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 6, it says, the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. We're going to read verses 2 through 7. And behold, they brought to him a man of sick of the palsy. They brought to Jesus the man of sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? For whether it is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he, that would be Jesus, to the sick of the palsy, arise and take up thy bed and go into thine house. And he arose and departed unto his house. In the book of John, chapter 10, verses 17 and 18, Jesus said, I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No man has taken it from me, away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down and to take it up again. How much did Jesus love us that he was willing to lay his life down for you and for me? Ponder that question in your heart today. In the book of John, chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus is speaking. He says, I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of him who sent me. What was Jesus' relation to God the Father? Think about it. Jesus was there from the very beginning. He didn't just something that came along later on in our biblical history. He was there from the very beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God is speaking, and he says, let us, and he's talking Father, Son, Holy Spirit, let us make man in our image. The words us and our refers to the Trinity, which includes God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. in the book of John, chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus is speaking, and he says, I and the Father are what? They're one. Amen. In the book of John, chapter 8, verse 19, Jesus is speaking, and he says, if you knew me, you would know my Father also. Rather than a sermon this morning, we're having a Bible lesson. Because that's where it's all at anyway. And you'd rather hear it from the Bible than from me, I'm sure, anyway. In the book of John, chapter 14, 16, and 17, Jesus is speaking, and he says, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. All three of the Trinity are mentioned in that particular scripture. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was, in fact, God. John is testifying that Jesus was God in the human flesh. That's probably difficult for us to comprehend. It's easy to say, but it's, you know, God is complex. But also God is loving, and God is also able to deal with us and deal with our hearts and deal with our understanding. And it's not that difficult. It all surrounds with a little four-letter word called love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish but have eternal life. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 3, all things were made by him. By whom? Hello? Hey, I got an answer. All right. And without him was not anything made that was made. The universe and everything in it was made by the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. Come on, folks. Come on, Baptists. Why is Christ's deity so vitally, vitally important? Hope I can answer that question. In the minds of many people, God is a distant, foreign, indescribable entity that exists somewhere out there. God, where are you? He's closer than that. A lot closer than that. Look right in there. That's where he is. And he's always there. You don't have to go searching for him. All you got to do is reach out to him and he's there. They claim to believe in God, but they pay precious, precious little attention to him. And they don't want to be subjected to him. They don't want to be obedient to him. They expect help from God when they need it and call upon him to help them. But their belief never makes them feel guilty of sin. Unfortunately. There are very, very, very many people who say that they believe in God, who unfortunately do not believe. Hello. They don't believe in Jesus, his holy and precious Son that he sent to save us. How can that be? I guess the Baptists are not getting the word out. That condition exists in various religions throughout the world. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame that so many people will be lost if they don't come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. America is no exception. He came that we might have life and have it abundantly. Yet here in America, we have people who do not believe in God or Jesus. Perhaps we as Christians should be doing a little bit better job in reaching out to other people and spreading the good news of the gospel, maybe even right here in our hometown. Do we do that? I'm guilty. You know, there's opportunities I know that I've missed that I could have reached out to someone that I know doesn't have Jesus in their heart. And God forgive me that I haven't taken that opportunity, and I hope He'll impress upon me in the future that I needed to use every opportunity to spread the good news of the gospel. In reality, Jesus is God, and everything that He said and did has resulted in the forgiveness of our sins. Amen, if you can. The gift of eternal life, our home in heaven, and everything that His holy word promises comes down to the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for you and me. I'm not a preacher. I don't claim to be. I'm not studying to be. But I'm just someone standing in the gap this morning, and I'm honored and privileged that our pastor would have the trust in me to put me in the pulpit. I thank him for that. I hope that that there's something in his simple message this morning that will resonate with you and that you can take away with you this morning. I would ask you one final question, and I'm done. Does your perception of God and Jesus match the description of our Heavenly Father and His precious Son, Jesus? I hope so. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious time that we have together to study your word, to study about Jesus, your holy and precious Son, and the sacrifice that you and Jesus made for a lost and dying world. The words are just not adequate to express the greatness of your deeds and your love for us, Father God. I pray that that as time goes on, that all of our church members will be enlightened even more so each Sunday as we study your word, and that we will serve you in a way that's pleasing to you in all that we do. Guide us and direct us and save us in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen.